God's will. We want to be right in the center of His plan. Today on Maranatha Radio, Pastor Ray Bentley has some insights.
How does God reveal His will to me? By the desires that He places within my heart. And He not only gives me the desire, but then in and as well with the desire, He gives me the power to accomplish, to do what He has asked me to do. Now that is a beautiful thing.
Spreading the news. All of His people coming down before the King. Lift your voice. Jesus is coming. Join the song. Sing along. Let it ring.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel to the whole world. We are continuing our studies in the book of joy, the book of Philippians. And today, we turn our attention to, among other things, one of the apparent mysteries of the daily Christian life. We can spend so much energy trying to seek out God's will. Today, we'll see how God's will can come alive inside of us.
Let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. I love this passage, and it basically is Paul saying, let this mind be in you. Because there was contention within the church in Philippi. And that's part of the human condition. Even though you're a Christian, even though you're saved, even if you have a Christian husband and a Christian wife, and even if you have Christian children, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we're not perfect yet. We're kind of still squirrely. We make mistakes, we get angry, we get selfish, we get caught up in the flesh sometimes, and there's fighting and quarreling. And so he is saying, look, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, when the word mind, let this attitude be in you. You are saved by Jesus. But that's not just so you can go on being who you are. The idea is that you will be changed, transformed. God's will and purpose is that you become like Jesus. And in fact, as hard as it is for us to imagine, there will come a day when you will be perfect. And by that I mean complete, not here in this life, but when we see the Lord. You will have the very character of Jesus. That's the whole point, is that God wanted many sons and many daughters. There's no way that God's going to have sons and daughters that don't make it to His holiness and righteousness. Now, in the beginning, He gives it to you by faith. It's just given to you. But then once it's given to you, you have to begin to appropriate it, walk in it, live in it, learn it by obedience, by struggle, by failure sometimes, learning which way not to go, and walking with Him. So Paul says, follow Jesus' example. Let this mind be in you. Look with me in verse 6. He says, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. In other words, he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped. Though he was, Paul says, equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And there's the mystery of the incarnation. The Lord of heaven. And by the way, before Jesus ever came to this earth, he was already Lord of heaven. He already was. The reason he came down here is that man had rebelled against God, and the Lord of heaven came down to become the Lord of the earth, to become the Lord of lords, and so that all men ultimately will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But he wanted to win them from their hearts. So he served us. He made himself of no reputation. And then in verse 8, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The humility of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The obedience of the Messiah is an example so that when we are in the presence of God and in our new bodies and all the rest, we will be that obedient. And then a servant's heart. The Messiah, Jesus, perfectly was the servant. That's why in Isaiah he's called the servant of the Lord, the suffering servant. Even to the point, because he loved you so much that he was willing to die, and not only die, but die the most humiliating, let alone we know about the crucifixion, how cruel and torture. It's a torturous way to die. But not only is it a painful, the most painful torture